But suppose, Harry, I became haggard and old and wrinkled. What then?
Ah, then, said Lord Henry, rising to go.
Then, my dear Dorian, you would have to fight for your victories. As it is, they are brought to you. No, you must keep your good looks. We live in an age that reads too much to be wise and that thinks too much to be beautiful. We cannot spare you. And now you had better dress and drive down to the club. We are rather late as it is. I think I shall join you at the opera, Harry. I feel too tired to eat anything. What is the number of your sister's box? 27, I believe. It is on the grand tier. You will see her name on the door. But I am sorry you won't come and dine. I don't feel up to it, said Dorian, listlessly. But I am awfully obliged to you for all that you have said to me. You are certainly my best friend. No one has ever understood me as you have.
We are only at the beginning of our friendship, Dorian, answered Lord Henry, shaking him by the hand.
Goodbye. I shall see you before 9:30, I hope. Remember, Patty is singing. As he closed the door behind him, Dorian Gray touched the bell, and in a few minutes, Victor appeared with the lamps and drew the blinds down. He waited impatiently for him to go. The man seemed to take an interminable time over everything. As soon as he had left, he rushed to the screen and drew it back. No, there was no further change in the picture. It had received the news of Sybil Vane's death before he had known of it himself. It was conscious of the events of life as they occurred. The vicious cruelty that marred the fine lines of the mouth had, no doubt, appeared at the very moment that the girl had drunk the poison, whatever it was. Or was it indifferent to results? Did it merely take cognizance of what passed within the soul? He wondered, and hoped that some day he would see the change taking place before his very eyes, shuddering as he hoped it. Poor Sybil! What a romance it had all been! She had often mimicked death on the stage, then death himself had touched her and taken her with him. How had she played that dreadful last scene? Had she cursed him as she died? No. She had died for love of him. And love would always be a sacrament to him now. She had atoned for everything by the sacrifice she had made of her life. He would not think any more of what she made him go through on that horrible night at the theatre. When he thought of her, it would be as a wonderful tragic figure sent onto the world stage to show the supreme reality of love. A wonderful tragic figure? Tears came to his eyes as he remembered her childlike look and winsome, fanciful ways and shy, tremulous grace. He brushed them away hastily and looked again at the picture. He felt that the time had really come for making his choice, or had his choice already been made? Yes, life had decided that for him, life and his own infinite curiosity about life. Eternal youth, infinite passion, pleasures subtle and secret, wild joys and wilder sins. He was to have all these things. The portrait was to bear the burden of his shame. That was all.